For a number of communities in Southeast Alaska, the future of timber is at the forefront of discussion, and many are working to find a way for the industry to move forward. Wrangell Mayor Jeremy Maxand says he believes it will take a local effort to get things moving.
It's very localized, and I think there's a trend, particularly with conservation groups, and I work in the conservation field, to actually go to local communities and work with them to develop local plans that are sustainable for those communities and are in the best interest and of the vision of those communities. It's happened in Hoonah, it's happened in Cake to a smaller scale. It's been very successful. It's happening in some places on Prince of Wales Island. But we need to do the same thing. We have control of our borough, what's in our borough boundaries. And fortunately, our ranger district is pretty much 95% our borough boundaries. So we need to really focus in and take a hard look at what can we sustainably come up with.
Maxand says Wrangell's message was heard and supported during their meetings in D.C.
They're talking about just a vision for that community. I think they've got some good news, and we always want to work to encourage the good news in some of our southeastern communities that have been struggling for some time. So
that was Senator Lisa Murkowski at a Natural Resources Subcommittee hearing addressing Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell. She spoke about Wrangell's desire to work more closely with the Forest Service in developing a plan to expand the local timber economy. Mayor Maxand, Vice Mayor Dave Jack, and City Manager Tim Rooney all traveled to Washington, D.C., and were able to discuss some of the challenges Wrangell's facing and how Wrangell's existing small sawmill industry could be a good starting point in boosting the local economy and creating long-term jobs.
The message that we brought back to Washington, D.C. was, if something can happen in the timber industry that is for the long term, it's sustainable, it protects resources that fishing and tourism depend on, but also creates a value-added product and is possibly a bit larger than we see in our traditional, you know, small milling operations like we have on the island, then, you know, as a community, we want to be at the front of the line.
A small mill summit was recently held in Wrangell. Some participants of the summit included the City and Borough Economic Development Committee, the U.S. Forest Service, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the Wrangell Resource Council, some small mill operators, and timber researchers from both Prince of Wales and Sitka. Maxand says the summit was a way to start formulating a plan for Wrangell, but says it ultimately has to be feasible for the community to move forward.
The reality is that it has to pencil out. So if our best intentions are, you know, we sit down at the table and we get some consensus for the Wrangell area on what we want to see happen, the reality is still such that it is a business plan. It needs to make sense and it needs to pencil out. And if it doesn't, you know, we're back to the drawing board, but it has to financially make sense.
Maxand says the next step is to begin a series of conversations with the Forest Service, the community, and the city government to figure out exactly what the community's vision is and what can realistically be done in Wrangell in terms of timber operations. Maxand says if plans and discussion can stay focused and localized, he believes Wrangell will be able to come up with a plan that will benefit the community for the long run. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.